Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host with the most. Yep, that's me in the place to be. That's Coach Lee here in Vegas. Sin City. Hot to trot. Make it happen, Captain. Party place, city of the world. Yep, that is me in the place to be. Me in the place to be. Yes, I'm just kicking it here. Yes, this is live. That's L-I-V-E, live show. Once again, I am doing it live. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. That's what we do when we rock four quarters of Coach Lee. Anyway, hey, got some good things on the schedule for the day. We're going to talk about playoff review, basically who's in the championship game and who ain't. We're going to talk about quarter number two championship weekend for both the WFA and IWFL. I go to the website and discuss what's going on, what's going down. I'll talk about what else is going on that particular weekend for those who are all involved or not involved. Third quarter, picking up from last week's show. I cut the show a little early last week. But we're going to go into new teams, new areas. New teams, new areas, what will be idea. Not knowing what league they might pop up in or even if a team exists, but just looking at the landscape of women's football, what will be best for areas, untapped markets, because you guys know I'm good at that. I'm always tapping into untapped markets, getting teams started. And what else? Guess what, y'all? It is camp and conference time, sign-up time, that is. And it's actually doing real well. We're going to talk about what's going on, what's going down in the fourth quarter with camp and conference. So everything is all good. Let me see who I got. For those who want to listen in, you can, or call in, you can go 347-826-7278. I don't have my super duper producer one or two on here, so I am self-producing once again with no access to the board to get you to call in. So if you go over to the Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board, that's Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board. I am in the chat room. If you do have any questions or concerns, hit me up in the Neem board. For those who are rocking the Neem board right now, we got Coach Culver, we got Coach Penn, we got Debbie, what did I call her? Double D. We got Dowell Brown. We got myself. We got a lot of D's up in here. We got Don Dunbar Jr. We got Food. We got Coach Jim Golden, and we got Militia Cheerleader as of right now, rocking the Ning board as we do. You know, I got a government job, so it won't let me get over to the blog talk radio board, and I'm sorry that I can't help you over there because I just can't get in. But it's all to the good. And it's one of those beautiful days here. So, you know, I'm kicking back in some nice air conditioning. I hate air conditioning. I love the heat. Matter of fact, I'm in long pants. It's 108 degrees, and I got on sweatpants. And my kids here at the Rex Center just laugh. They said, "Mr. Lee, how come you are always in sweatpants? You never wear shorts. Are your legs skinny?" So I had to bust some shorts and so I can show my knobby knees. But I got good-looking legs. Is the call-in number, 347-826-7278. Yes, it is, Coach Culver, but guess what? I don't have nobody managing the board, so I can't get you in live. But if you want to hit up a question or anything, just, again, hit me up in the chat board. I am looking at the chat board live on the Ning board. But, yes, yes, y'all, we rocking four quarters, y'all. We do this each and every Monday night, with the exception of holidays. I do allow myself time to rock my family, you know, on holiday. So if 4th of July showed up on a Monday, guess what I took off. But outside of that, I am in it to win it. I'm committed to this thing. We've rocked over 100 shows. I think we surpassed 100 show back in May. I didn't forget the date because it doesn't even matter anymore. But this is what we do. So let's go ahead and drop a little knowledge of our sponsors who bring you this show, who takes care of me and makes sure that I'm able to drink my juice prior to the show. I'm drinking a nice fruit punch brisk, even though brisk ain't one of my sponsors. But you know what I'm saying? I got some money to buy me a brisk drink by Limpty Tea. But anyway, we got Enterprise Running Car. Why pick Enterprise? Y'all know the slogan, because they will pick you up. We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And we got Rogers Athletic Company, the official equipment company of the women's football camp and conference. Yes, yes, the official equipment company of the women's football camp and conference. And then we get 20 seconds, and we got 20 Second Fitness. You know what I'm saying? You want a body like mine? Hey, I just do 20 seconds, and it's in. It's done. And actually, it's more than 20 seconds, but you want a good body, you want to look thin like me, you got to get your 20 seconds on. Go to 20seconds.com, 20secondfitness.com, and you would know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Let's rock and roll. Let's move this thing. Let's get this party started, and, you know, we got to kick that bad boy off.
And it's a deep, deep, deep kick.
Why is it deep? Because that's what we talk about here on Four Quarters Coach Lee. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, women's football. Like I said, there's some good stuff in women's football. There's some bad stuff. And there's some ugly stuff in women's football. But that's what we talk about here. This is what this show is all about. That's what the Ning Board is all about. It's about communication. It's about getting the word out there. You know, like I said, this is my opinion. You know, I don't represent no lead, no nothing when it comes to voicing my opinion. You know, I hit the leagues that I participate in or that I'm in, and I hit the leagues that I'm not in. I have no bias. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's ugly, it's ugly. And that's what I talk about. But anyway, let's get into some of the bad and the good and the ugly. Quarter number one. Quarter number one, playoffs. Are we talking about the playoffs? Yes, we are. We still talking about the playoffs. Both the WFA and IWFL continue their playoff run this past weekend with some exciting games, with some very exciting games. I wouldn't say that the biggest game of the weekend had to be, well, you know what? I just do it this way. In the WFA, I think the biggest game was the San Diego Surge versus the Dallas Diamonds, which put together pretty much a rematch of about 3 years ago when the They were called the SoCal Scorpions at the time, as far as players. Not you know what I'm saying? They were on that team. So it was a lot of those players. So don't get me wrong. Don't get mad at me because I called you what you is. What you is what you are. And like I said, you know, you changed the name. That's great. Got a great coaching staff that went with you guys. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. All I'm saying is you guys are continuing the rivalry that took place about 3 years ago when the San Diego team took over, where the Dallas Diamonds were at the in the peak of their dynasty, as I call it, and were one of the first teams to knock them off the mountain. It was meant to be a great game. It was meant to be. It was meant to be, you know. I called it when rosters were listed, you know. I'm not going to say I'm a genius, but you know what? I am a genius. When I call it like I see it, and I knew that the Surge was going to be a dominating force here on the West Coast and throughout the nation. And my prediction was that the Surge was going to win. Felt they were going to win by minimum two touchdowns. That was minimum, just because they got the skill, they got the air power, you know what I'm saying? The weakest link in women's football right now is the secondary, and it's just hard to cover, you know, five receivers out. And that's something that the Surge do real well. Scheme-wise, they know what they're doing. They got a great quarterback. Melissa has done a great job managing the team, and it shows by the points. It definitely shows by the points that they've been averaging per year. Kings have been able to adjust. I think I talked to Coach Mark Ring about, you know, second time around, everybody improved against them. But they just got too many bullets in the gun. They got a six-shooter, but it's shooting like 14, 15 bullets at a, you know, it's a revolver. Just you stop one, here comes another one. You stop another one, then comes another one. But the score wind up being 48-20. Now, of course, I did not get a chance to listen in on it and see what happened. I definitely stayed abreast on Facebook. I went out and about again. You know, like I said, when I take my time out with family. That's what I do. But I'm blowing my phone, was getting my Facebook messages. I was in the mix. I want to throw out my girl out there, Crystal. Crystal was definitely hooking me up, making sure that I had, you know, what was going on. It was pretty much play-by-play almost, or every turnover or every three and out. But that it was some great coverage Facebook-wise. Like I said, I can't recall the whole game because, again, I wasn't focusing in on it. And then we had, you know, so Surge is going to be represented out of the American Conference with a 48-20 victory over the Dallas Diamonds. And like I said, take nothing away from the Dallas Diamonds. They've been sitting on top of women's football since, what, 2003? So you're talking about 8 years of domination, you know, and being a quality team. And again, this was a new look Diamonds team without their horses. You know, their main horse wasn't there. She went on to Chicago. And that just lets you know that, you know, when you build a good team, and you have a good system, you can continue to win without your superstar. And I definitely want to take my hats off to the Dallas Diamonds this year for proving that, hey, even without their superstar, they were still the team to beat. And again, hats off to the Dallas Diamonds. Hats off and congratulations to those San Diego Surge. Surge it up, surge it up, surge the F up. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't like their theme music, you know. It's all good. They know I love them, but we got to work on that song. That song is whack. But, Foo, you might have to hook them up with a new song, man. Or I'm going to have to hook them up with some of my producers, some hip-hop producers, do something. But surge it up. Yeah. Anyway, in the National Conference, we had the biggest Cinderella, I think, out of the WFA, which would be the Indiana Crush, going up against the Boston Militia. Yeah. I don't think anybody gave Indy any chance for that game. And I know they've probably been saying that all year. They had Coach Lee. Everybody's been doubting us, and look what we've done, and da-da-da. Yep, again. But sometimes it does turn 12 o'clock, and Cinderella does have to leave the ball, and Cinderella left the ball. But, again, my hat's off to you guys, and, again, congratulations on the Boston Militia. Again, I haven't seen film on any teams outside of Texas, anything east of Texas. Oh, my bad, crash, my bad. Thanks, Double D. I don't know why I had Crush on my head. Again, I'm not looking at my computer, but it is the Crash. Indy, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, the Crash came to a crash, basically, against Boston Militia. And I know Boston has some great athletes. Just I have an old IWFL championship film on them. And just know that they put together a great product. I'm not sure who the coach is over there or the coaches, let alone the owners. You know, but I know they got some athletes, and it's going to be a great game. But once again, once the championship takes place in Dallas at Pennington Stadium, I'm going with the Surge, because the Surge just got too much. You know, it just got too much. They got possession receivers. They got speedy receivers. They got probably one of the best running backs in the league in Gentry. You know, she's the best punt returner, kickoff returner. Melissa's doing one hell of a job at quarterback. Hell, they second-string quarterback to lead them. I forgot her name offhand. But that's who I'm rolling with, yo. I mean, I've been on the bandwagon since we posted up rosters. They stacked. They just stacked. No matter what you do, they stacked. You know, they got a running back, Moody, who don't even start. Who could be starting on any team across the nation at wide receiver or running back. You know, she can be starting at corner. You know, they just big all around, up front, defense, offense, stat. Can I say stat? You know, like a brick house stat. You know what I'm saying? 36, 24, 36. They just stacked. What else? Yeah, so I'm rolling with the Surge, y'all. I mean, like I said, my show is informal. I just be speaking my mind. Like I said, I don't do no script or anything. You know, I just jot down a few notes. Matter of fact, I just jot down the title of what the quarter going to be, and I just go from the head, from the heart, and speak the truth. So, again, I'm going with the Surge. I'm rolling with the Surge that game. It's going to be a great game. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than people can imagine. I think it's going to be by 8. It's going to be close, 8 to 10 point to Surge. Now, over in the IWFL, we had California Quake went to the Midwest and put a stomping on the Wisconsin, I want to say the Warriors. Again, I got to do my research. I'm just BSing up here. But, again, hats off to my man Coach Penn. And congratulations, representing the West Coast well. From some of the highlights that I've seen, he's definitely been able to open it up, gone to the air, mixed it up. I don't know if Will was, I know she had surgery this year, but you definitely found a replacement for her or someone who matched her skills. I think she's number one. So if you're listening, Coach Penn, if you can put that up on the name board, that would be great. But again, I don't know people's rosters. I just see what I see when I see highlight video. And you guys know my complaints about all the teams out there. It's bad enough that we don't follow or don't tweet or have announcements on TV. But we all film games, and it just hurts my heart that teams don't know how to put a video together so that other teams can get a feel of what the other teams are all about. You know, how can we pick all-star players? I know I'm getting off topic real quick. But if we ain't seen no video, you know, how true do I know that you're really an all-star if I didn't play against you? You know, and that's how I determine all-star players. Who do I have to scheme against? Who do I have to run away from or not pass to, you know, or who do we have to stop? That determines who's all-star caliber players when I play teams. But anyway, getting off the subject, getting back onto the subject. I want to say that it was a shutout. I want to say it was 48-0, from what I recall. And again, my girl DeLeon, we went to school together back at Long Beach State, and she's still playing. Man, I wish I was still able to play. I guess I'm speaking of her age. I think she's about 2 years behind me though in school and college, so it's all good. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of happy because a lot of people don't respect West Coast ball because we run spread outs and we pass the ball. And I think the Quake and the Surge would probably be two of the top teams here on the West Coast that actually run a wide open offense. And like I said, from the highlight reels that I've seen from Coach Penn's postings, he's definitely opened it up. At one point in time, he used to give the ball to the running back 35 times a game. Mind you, she's that good when she was balling. But, man, she took a beating. And now I see that he's spreading it out and putting it all over the place. And it's just hard to stop a team that spreads the ball out when you don't know who's going to be getting the ball. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Coach Penn, you're doing a hell of a job over there. And, again, I wish you luck. We might not always agree on philosophy and things of that nature. But, you know, hey, you are where you are, and I'm where I'm at. And all I can say is good luck, and I'm rooting for you. Now, on the other side, we had the Atlanta Ravens versus my, and I'm crying, my Carolina Phoenix. The Phoenix went down. They went burning. And again, I was following that game through their tweets and everything. And it was a good game, you know. Like I said, it was close, and it was heartbreaking because I know that Coach Holmes has done one hell of a job of putting together that squad. And I know they had been a Tier 2 team for a matter of a few years. And when I talked to him prior to the season last summer, his goal was to win a Tier 2 championship. But with teams moving on to other places, they moved up to Tier 1. And wind up taking on a Ravens team who used to be the Explosion. So they're a team that have won the IWFL championship before. So, you know, hey, it was one hell of a game. Again, I was 50% on picking IWFL possible champs. So if the Quake and the Surge both win, then hell, I didn't pick my two champions. In the Tier 2 situation, I think it was Modesto and the Majestics. And that was something that was new to me, too. I didn't know that the Majestics had stepped down to the Tier 2 level. I thought they were Tier 1. But, again, I get in that situation next right after I finish the scores, or at least letting you know who's where and where, what and where. But Majestics are heading to Austin, Texas this weekend. And I'm trying to find out who they're taking on, you know, again, for somebody who loves football as much as I do and is not promoted and pushed out there hard, you know, it's a little disappointing. It's a little disappointing, especially in my shoes. I'm like, I don't even know who's in what, and I try to find out everything. But the Majestics will be taking on, I know the IWFL, here we go. Nah. Oh, they'll be taking on the New England Intensity. There we go, see? There we go. I knew that the IWFL would come through. I knew they would come through. So, again, we've got the California Quake representing the Western Conference and also the Seattle Majestics. And then on the other end, we got the Ravens representing Tier 1 and then New England Intensity. Hey, I didn't know that the Intensity was still rocking and rolling. I know my girl over there, so you know that's going to be pretty good. But again, I'm going to go with an all-West Coast final, champions. I'm going to go with the Seattle Majestics. I'm going to go with the California Quake. And, of course, I'm going with the San Diego Surge. So, yes, you heard it right here 2 weeks prior to, you know, it really happening. you heard who the champion is going to be. And the funny thing is, I was talking to Duncan earlier this weekend, and the funny thing is this. The teams that have beat me and Duncan in the same year have won the championships. So, I mean, the teams that have beaten myself and Duncan over the last 3 years have won the championship. So the Surge beat us both this year. I lost to to the Lone Star Mustangs last year, and they wound up winning it. The year before that, I lost to the St. Louis Slam, and they wound up winning it. Same thing with Duncan. He wound up losing to the Dallas Diamonds in the playoffs. 1 year, he lost to San Diego Scorpions, and they won it. He lost when he was in the NWFA. I can't even think of it now. Good Lord. But y'all know what I'm talking about with Kathleen Masters. They lost to somebody who wound up winning. I forgot that year. And then they lost to the KC Tribe. So, you know, those teams that are fortunate enough to beat the Showgirls and the LA Amazons tend to win the championship. So we still laugh at that theory. But you heard it right. Those are my championship thoughts. I'm going to slide into like quarter one and a half real quick, you know, because I got a lot of emails and stuff about, you know, how come the leagues weren't updating and they weren't doing this and how come it's not posted and plastered. And all I can say is somebody just needs to take the time to do it. You know, it's a lot easier for people to go to one site, like the IWFLSports.com or WFAFootball.com, and try to get the updates. And if you're not a follower of the team on Twitter or Facebook, you really was left out of the cold. So there should have been maybe a Twitter or a Facebook link on. And I think it was for the IWFL. I see there's on the right-hand side, but I don't know if it was about the games because, again, I didn't follow it that way. But what more could leagues do, you know, to get the word out and to keep the interest? And the funny thing is, you know, as the season came to an end, even on the Ning board, it's quiet. You know, everybody comes over there and say, hey, how come there's nobody talking about this? Well, if nobody's out there promoting, if you don't have the Don King mentality like myself, then nobody's going to know about women's football. That's why we're 10 years into this game, 11 years into this game, almost 12 years into the new reinvention of women's football, and still nobody knows about us. Why? Because we don't have nobody that's got the mouth to make it happen, or you got somebody that got them out to make it happen, but you choose not to let the person do it. I don't know. I'm just speaking about me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to tell you, it takes 100% effort into promoting this thing. And from the league's perspective, you got to give us more. You got to give us more. And, you know, teams out there, you got to give us more. You know, I can't blame the league if you're not putting up information. So, you know, again, one man's humble opinion, but I speak the truth here. You know, like I said, I'm not bashing. I'm just speaking the truth. What are we going to do to get better? You know, the teams are getting better, but are the organizations getting better? Are the leagues getting better? Are they getting the word out? Or are they still relying on the teams to do all the work? You know, and I think that's some of the frustrations that a lot of teams have, and that's why you have teams that are independent, that might go independent, that aren't independent. You know, figuring that they're doing all the promotions themselves anyway. So, again, we'll find out what's going on. You know, again, this is why we have, you know, women's football camps and conference. That's why we have the Ning board so that we can discuss this thing. You know, we got to get it better. We got to get it better. All right? So let me move on. Where my sheet at? I know I have my little quarter sheet. Here we go. Quarter number two. Quarter number two, still talking about championship weekend. And the reason why I'm throwing it out there is because you got 2 weeks to get to where you got to get to. And I've been a big advocate of those in leagues to support the final event. The final event. You got All-Stars. You got, you know, in the IWFL, you got All-Star game. You got Tier 1 championship. You got Tier 2 championship. You got 3 games that you can go to. In the WFA, you got the championship game and the All-Star game. Last year was our first year doing the full-out All-Star game, which was great. Some people in past didn't believe that an All-Star game could be successful. You know, WPFL proved that to be wrong because, you know, in 2006 when we did that, it went great. It brought more fans to the table. Just like once the season's over, what are you doing to keep the fans of football involved? You know, my contribution is the Ning Board because it's a collective group of all of us. But what are the teams doing to keep their people involved? You know, even when you out the playoffs, are you rooting for other teams? Are you trying to attend other teams' games, playoff games? Are you taking them in bunches and groves so they can understand, hey, playoff football is a lot more intense than a regular season game? So it's a learning tool. But going back, we got three major events going on. We got the IWFL hosting their All-Star Weekend down in Austin, Texas. I want to say this is the third year that it's being held in Austin. And they got a list of great events going on, welcome parties, gatherings, charitable events. There's also a football combine going on out there, you know, for evaluations and some other things. There's a lot of things going on. Participate. Go to this stuff. If we don't support it, then who will? Okay? And the WFA is an awesome weekend as well. And again, I'll go into more details next show. But make every attempt to get there. You know, there's an owners meeting. There's a team competition. There's a poker contest, a poker tournament. Then you got All-Star game. Then you got championship game. You know, and that's in Dallas. If you're within a four-hour drive, you should at least attempt to be there the day of the All-Star game and championship. You ain't got to be there for the All-Star weekend, but you got to support, you guys. And then lastly, there is another event taking place out in Pennsylvania at Lock Haven University. There's going to be a ladies' football clinic. And again, if you can't make championship weekends down in Austin or Dallas and you are available to in the Northeast area, very advisable to go and check out the University Ladies Football Clinic. Again, anything that's being offered to ladies, you got to take advantage of it and jump on it. And, you know, that's my take on that. That's my take on it. You know, we got to take advantage of situations where people really want to help, okay? Really want to help move this game forward. All right, so again, there was a championship weekend taking place the weekend of July 30th, and you also got a women's football clinic over in the Northeast. So, again, chop it up, gas it up, fly it up, train it up, carpool it up, boat it up, get there. You got to get there. Ain't no excuse, but get there. Like I tell my players, excuses are like assholes. Everybody got one, you know, but you got to get it done. All right. Moving right along. Quarter number three is basically a continuation. Well, I didn't even start last week with it. But new teams, new areas that can help women's football. You know, lately, cities have been splitting teams. I mean, you got three teams in San Diego, you got 5-6 teams in L.A., you got three teams in Vegas, and I'm just talking about what I know. You got three teams in the Dallas market, you got two teams in the Houston market, you got three teams, four teams in the Kansas City market. You know, what are we doing? We're slicing the bread real thin. We're really slicing the bread real thin. And I know, you know, some people are like, hey, I want to give opportunity for women to play football. If that's your ultimate goal, then that's fine. But to divide and conquer teams, then you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to open up the doors to let other women play football. There's nothing wrong with that. But if your goal is to tear and rip apart, then you're not really helping. I'm talking about from the player's perspective. I'm even talking about from the coach's perspective. You know, what's going on, what's taking place. You know, and I'm not saying that because another team came into here in Vegas. Hell, there's two other teams in Vegas. No big deal. But it does you no good if you're still recycling the same players. If you're recycling the same players, then it must be the players. You know? If you're getting out there and you're promoting and you're getting other women involved, like I said, that will be lovely dovely. But in some areas out there, hold on one second. There are some areas out there that we could definitely take advantage of. And as soon as I pull my thing up here, oh, shuckins. I thought I had it here. That's all right. I'll find it. Trust me. I'll find it. I'm always looking at breaking down the United States and trying to figure out how can we grow this game of football. And like I said, there's towns, there's cities, college towns that we can go to, and how you build this thing. I know I talked to Coach Colbert with the Utah Jinx. Sorry about that. Somebody's calling in. That's my house. Why my wife always call me when I'm on the phone? She know between 7 and 8 o'clock on Monday, I'm doing a radio show. Just don't listen, do she? I'm glad she don't listen to the show because she'd probably beat me up if she heard me talking about her like this. But anyway, moving right along. I know where I got it at. How can we build the gap or bridge the gap between Salt Lake City and Vegas? Well, there's an area called St. George that has two state colleges in that area or colleges in that area. And we were talking about, hey, why don't we drive down there and do an exhibition game, or we can host a football camp tryout for St. George. We both put up $50, put an ad in the newspaper, $100 ad, saying we're looking to start a new team in this area. I get a van, take about 14 of my girls. He get a van, take 14 of his girls. At least we have 28 girls at tryouts. Invite the media out there and see where we go from there. You know, at least with the media out there, and we got, 28 girls who can play football, you know, that's going to get everything started, because that's how it starts. It starts that way. And those were some of the ideas that we came up with. You know. Oh, here we go. That's what I want. So, again, I got my sheet here that I'm about to pull up. Let me see. Where did it go? There we go. And these are some of the areas that I have identified as must-look-into territories. For any expansion of any leagues, it don't matter. But I think the Denver, Colorado area is definitely an area of looking into. I think St. George, Utah is another area that kind of builds the bridge between Vegas and Salt Lake. Tacoma, Washington, Eugene, Oregon, Corvallis are some other areas that can help build the Northwest. Let's see. I was looking into even Bakersfield. I know I'm talking about the West Coast right now, but I'm looking at Bakersfield, San Jose, Inland Empire, and actually there's an Inland Empire team already existing, West Coast Lightning. Yes, West Coast Lightning. Like I said, I get tons of emails through the meme board talking about expanding and what to do and how to go about building a team from scratch. Who else? What's that? Soda Falls, South Dakota? Sorry about my pronunciation. We already got Little Rock, Arkansas. There's a team out there already. Again, these are things that I had identified. Looking at Las Cruces, New Mexico. Getting back into Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's, we're looking at El Paso, Texas. Imagine we get El Paso, Texas. You got many teams in Texas. You can have a Texas division where you don't even have to leave the state of Texas, even though that's still a 4-hour drive no matter which way you go. Who else are we looking at? Other areas that could be Birmingham, Alabama is another place. Another place that is football. Tuscaloosa, you know, you got University of Alabama in Auburn. You got University of Alabama, Birmingham in those areas. Those folks love some football, but there's no teams in that part of Alabama. Mobile, you know, again, the southern areas need to expand. Definitely need to expand, but again, Birmingham, Alabama. What else have we? I've been looking at the map. Looking for some South Carolina teams from West Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia, will be another area of needs. Let me see. What else do I identify as areas? Flagstaff, Arizona, will be another possible area. Grand Junction, Colorado Springs, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Boise, Idaho, once again. Looking for some, you know, we got a Tulsa team, so we're good there, but Oklahoma City, Tulsa, you know, there should be teams everywhere. That northeastern area, you guys got plenty of teams. I mean, you guys are great. The eastern border, you guys got great teams. But I'm thinking that, again, Alabama's area, Mississippi is another area of thought to help bridge some of these traveling gaps. Montana, even Billings. You know, you go with Billings, Idaho Falls, Boise, and Cheyenne. And then you got the North Dakotas and South Dakotas. That's a whole division up there. So, again, those are some things that we've been talking about, those of us who really care about football, you know, some of the concepts and ideas that we're thinking about doing to help build it. You know, what league will they go in? Hell, I don't know. You know, that's up to the leagues to determine those things. You know, how can we determine should there be one or two teams in the area? I think if there's a million people in the city, it should be two teams. You know, that's fair. You know, I'm all about rivalry. So, yes, I'm just like college. Interstate rivalry, inner-city rivalry, I have no problem with that. But, again, to identify fresh areas, you guys, let's build out. Let's build out with this thing and help do some of the things to absorb teams. You know, like I said, why not work together with another team that can build the gap between you and you know, whomever. Because that's what it's all about, is building a gap. If we don't build that gap, we got a hell of a ways to travel. And a lot of us, our budgets are being ate up with the travel situation. And the further you go in the playoffs, the more in debt you go in. So, again, I love the concept of being regional. And if you're the best in your region, then you get to move on and go to the playoffs and into the big dance. But I'm not into flying across country when I don't have the budget to fly across country. So, again, those are just some of the areas that have been pointed out or been identified as areas of growth, reasons we can do that. As I go over to the Ning board, you know, like I said, you might love me, you might not. I don't know. Might think I have great ideas. You might think they suck. It don't matter. At least the ideas are coming out. I share them. If they're good, bad, or ugly, I share them. Because I'm not afraid of nobody taking them. If you want to take them, peace, do it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Somebody want to go to Alaska? What they going to be? The Alaska Huskies. That would be sweet. But who the hell's going to go up to Anchorage? Even though my uncle lives out there. Got some good fishing up there, some good hunting. But it's all to the good, you guys. Ah, I like that, Coach. Alaska polar bears. What about the Alaska salmon? Fighting salmon. That's sweet, the fighting salmon. Upstream we go, baby, upstream. So, again, we are rocking and rolling. Again, there's going to be new teams out there. We all know that. There's going to be new teams that come from old teams. There's going to be old players going back to old teams. That's just the recycling of women's football. You got some people who are on tour to play on as many teams as they could possibly play on. They play on a different team every year, but that's just part of women's football. But what are you doing? What are you doing to help, you know, raise the awareness of football? What are you doing to help bridge the gap between you and your furthest or closest team? You know, once again, that's what it's all about. It's about doing it. Now, what league they go in, hell, I don't give a darn. The fact is, right now, we're open to play each other so far. Well, I don't know about me. I think I've been blacklisted amongst a lot of folks from higher ups. But, hey, you know, I'm here to play ball. I don't care what league you're in. You know, it don't matter to me. Football is football. What rules will you play by? Damn it, you play by football rules. What about your ball color? When you're on offense, you play with your ball. When I'm on offense, I play with my ball. Football rules are football rules. All right? Real simple. Real simple. What else? So, again, that's where we are at. That's what we've been doing. If you have any ideas, throw them out. Hey, that's what the Ning Board is for, you guys. I keep telling you guys. Use the Ning Board for what it is, to start conversation. Not to start crap, but just to start conversation about what do you think about this. It might get bashed, deal with it. It might be glorified, deal with it. But if we're not working together, we ain't moving football forward, you know, bottom line. The question came about, hey, what if the Surge and the Wichita play, they both win championship, will they be willing to play a bowl game? I would be willing to see it here on the West Coast. I would. I think it would be a great opportunity if that happened. You know, they already played in a scrimmage game, and it was a 0-0, but again, that was scrimmage. You know, teams weren't all out. You know, they didn't have their starters together. That doesn't mean anything to me. That was some great practice. That's what I look at it as. But why wouldn't they? I mean, it's only an hour and a half trip between each other. We can find a stadium in between. So, again, those ideas have been thrown out there to make it an all or not bowl. But, again, you know, Eagles are going to be in the way and stuff like that. And I think majority of us just want to play ball. You know, I want to play against the best all the time. I want to be the best. You can't be the best if you don't play the best. You can claim you're the best, but if you ain't playing the best, you ain't the best. So, I would love to see that. And I know my man Food would like to see that. So, we are working on it. We are working on it. We are working on it. And it's some great stuff. And like I said, if you ain't here to help, then you part of the problem. If you don't have no solutions, then you part of the problem. You know, if you're not putting in the work to get better, you part of the problem. That leads me to quarter number four. Quarter number four. As of today was the first official day of signing up for the women's football camps. I had to put an S on there. Camps that will be taking place in 2012. Got a great response starting at midnight. Hell, I even had some people sign up prior to. I don't know how they got in, but I thought I had a timer on it that you couldn't do it. But what we've done is we focused in it once again. We focused in four areas that are within 5 or 6 hours of majority of a lot of teams. You got to take advantage of it. You definitely have to take advantage of it. We will be in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, on January 12th through the 14th. That's going to be a special camp due to the fact that it's also going to be a coaches clinic and the first official meeting of the Women's Football Coaches Association. and it's going to be ran by Lockhaven University coaches, and surrounding coaches will be participating in that. It's going to be great. More information is going to be going up on the womensfootballcamp.com board. And like I said, it's going to be some great things there. At the same time, we're going to be doing the women's football camp. And like I said, people are really coming to this and saying that, you know what, you are really helping out women's football by spreading your wings, basically. And like I told everybody in the past, the first year we just did it in Vegas. The second year, we actually had a full sponsor that had we had an equipment truck. Part of it was Rogers Athletic Company, who gave us all the equipment, which I use for the camp here in Vegas. And just didn't get the response. People didn't believe that they needed to go to camp. We had coaches who didn't believe that players need to go to camp. And now all of a sudden, everybody's talking about camp this, camp that. So 4 years ago, 2008, Coach Lee had the vision already. And now we're in 2011, 2012, and now it's going to be a reality. Yep. Can you put this in the safe, too? It's going to be a... Ooh, I'm... Dance for me. There we go. All right. The reality is that it's happening. It is happening. Again, January 12th through the 14th, we're going to be out in Lockhaven. On the following weekend, we will be in, let me double check, because, again, I got so many dates all mixed up. I got some other stuff going on. But on January 19th to 21st, we're going to be in on the southeast. So on the first one, the northeast camp in Lockhaven, Pennsylvania. On January 19th, we're going to call that the southeast, and that's going to be in Atlanta. So we've identified about 25 teams in that area of both Lockhaven area with New York. What else? We got Jersey, all the Pennsylvania teams, down to the Baltimores, to the Cincinnati's. I mean, that's just a hop, skip, and jump away, mileage-wise. It doesn't hurt to carpool, rent a van, get in the car, split the gas four ways, split a room four ways. It's just three nights, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, head back home on Sunday. Because the camp is over Saturday night. We learned our lesson in the past. Don't do anything on Sunday mornings. Don't make any sense. Everybody want to party on the last night anyway, and they want to hit the road. So Atlanta camp is on January 19th to the 21st. The South camp is going to be in Houston, Texas. Got a great response from the Texas teams. Got quite a few coaches that have already hit me up and want to be a part of it. And that's what people have been waiting on. Coach Lee, come here. Well, I'm going to come if you're gonna take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks it's a moneymaker. This ain't no moneymaker. This is a fact of I want to help women's football succeed. So $100 is nothing when you're talking about 6 months from now. You know what I'm saying? And getting ready for the season. And then, of course, we'll be here in Vegas on February 9th to the 11th. We're not going to do it Super Bowl weekend. That would be a big mistake. So we're not doing it during the bowl season. All the national championship games will be over with, and bowl games, and we're not going to do it on Super Bowl weekend. So we got it going on. Like I said, the cost is $100 per player. There is a discount for four players from the same team. I think it's $350, which is like $87.50 each. And if you get 10 or more players from the same team, it's $750, which is, what, $75? And like I said, a person can go down there with their teammates, let's just say four, and spend maybe $180 to $200 for a hell of a weekend. That includes gas, your hotel room, food, and, you know, of course, you know, the camp. So, again, we got coaches out there who are already committing. We're adding coaches on a daily. And, again, I'm all about those who are good coaches, good teachers, because that's what the camp is all about. You got to have good teachers out there. You got to have good teachers. And that's what the ladies need, is a lot of teaching. No, it's not my philosophy of what should happen on offense and defense. It's a individual position fundamental camp. We ain't out there running 40s. We ain't vertical jumping. You know what I'm saying? We out there learning our position. And then you have people say, hey, coach, what about us? I play two positions. Hey, pick one. Pick one. Perfect your craft. You want to be good on the football, you got to perfect. So make up your mind. What do you want to get good at? You know, what are you doing to get better? Are you mad you didn't make All-Stars or All-American? Then what are you doing to get on that list? You know, do you feel you got shafted? But what did you do to get on the list? I know that the girls who come to the football camp, I can name them. I can name all of them that made All-American or actually improved and did things, because it's the mentality that you say, hey, I'm spending my money to get better. I'm honing in on my craft. If you want women's football to get better, you got to hone in on your craft. And you got coaches out there who really, really want to teach you ladies. You know, yes, it's a full contact camp. No, we don't tackle down to the ground. We don't focus in on putting in offense. We don't focus in putting in defense. We focus in on your individual position to get better. So if you're a defensive lineman, we work on pass rushing and we work on run stopping. We work on technique and moves. If you're an offensive lineman, we work on double teaming blocks. We work on pass blocking, pulling, the little things. If you're a quarterback, we throw the hell out the ball. We throw. We work on three-step drops, four-step drops, five-steps. I mean, not three, four-step. Three, five, and seven-step drop. We work on rollouts. We do some one-on-ones. We do seven-on-seven. But it's not there to say my offense is better than your offense. And that's the bottom line. We want you to get better. I want you to get better. And I'm going to get better because it's almost 8 o'clock. And I am about to jump off of this wonderful line. I am sorry that I did not have my super-duper producer. But you know what? Sometimes I don't need it. So get on Women's Tackle Football. WomensFootballCamp.com, WomensFootballCamp.com. Talk to your teammates. Go in and say, hey, we're going down there to take care of business. If it's Houston, if it's Lock Haven, if it's Vegas, or if it's Atlanta. And I'm sorry about the other cities and states. Hey, we'll drop it maybe next year there. Again, we're going to try to rotate this thing around and move it around to the best of our ability to give the most people the opportunity to come to the camps, okay? So, again, there's going to be people who are going to do their own camp. That's good for them. I really, really don't care. You know, when somebody copies, it's flattering to me. You know, that means I know what I'm doing because other people want to be like me or be like you or whatever, whatever. You know, I'm not knocking it. My thing is support it. Support what's going on. You know, I'm always willing to work with anybody. All you got to do is hit me up. Hey, coach, I want to be involved. I ain't got no problem with that. Like you, love you, hate you, whatever. If you're here for women's football, that's all I worry about. So, again, please, please, please support the women's football camp. Please, please, please do what you got to do to get better. And if you think you're the best coach or one of the good coaches, hey, come out to the camp and show us. That's what it's all about. I know I boast and brag, but I also sit back and learn. I don't go to the camp to boast and brag. I get to learn. Woo! So I got 90 seconds before this show was over with. And like I said, we are going to work. We got a lot of work to do. And like I said, over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be putting in the work. Over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be putting in the work. Over the next month, I'm putting in the work. Like I said, I am going to be a pusher of women's football. That's what I do. I got 60 seconds now before this show is over, as I've been told. But the bottom line is this, yo, we're going to get it done. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen with or without you. I choose for you to do it with me because that just makes it much better. There's no need to have events on the same day. It's been done before. We already had those fights. You know, my event is better than your event. It don't make a difference. Just don't do the damn things on the same day. We all got the same ideas, but why we can't just support what goes on instead of watering it down? You know, you got five people, I got five people. Why we can't have 10 people and learning from the best coaches? That's what I'm arguing about. You know me, I'm Coach Lee in the place to be. That's me. And I got 10 seconds and I'm about to roll out. I want to thank you guys for coming through. Again, I'm here every Monday. You know that spot. You know what we can do. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen. Let's rock and roll. Let's make the women's football camp the best camp ever. Let's make the sponsors have to jump down and say, we got to put some money behind this because I got the sponsors. I just need the bodies to show them that, hey, women really care about the sport. I'm out of here. Peace.